Iraqi Christians are fleeing their ancient Christian communities in record numbers to escape Muslim sectarian violence that is driving them from their homes. While many are fleeing to nearby countries that are also home to ancient Christian communities, many are dispersed across the globe. Dr. Amil Shamu is an Iraqi Chaldean Catholic and professor of bioethics at the University of Maryland in the United States. He spoke to us about the conditions that are causing this flight from Iraq.
When Paul Bremer, who was the head of the Coalition Provisional Authority, first stepped in, one of the very first efforts he took was to name a governing council, and he picked them by sectarian identification, so that he named a Shia, a Sunni, and a Kurd. And so I believe that that sort of set the ball rolling in the wrong direction, that you had at that point the first sort of identification and political roles in the country defined, you know, by your sectarian identity. That process became enshrined in the elections. You know, you ended up, I think, with this reinforcement of division, which did exist to some extent for sure. What we're seeing today, I think, is a result both of those 10 years throughout the 90s, where the U.S., by enforcing these military no-fly zones, reinforced these sectarian identities. And then that was compounded by the actions that Paul Bremer and the U.S. State Department took as they designed the Iraqi electoral system.